Welcome to your morning news of note. I'm here to bring you the top highlights from today's news. Starting off, thousands of sailors and Marines recently made their presence felt in Miami as the city launched its first fleet week. The USS Bataan received a warm welcome as it cruised into Miami, showcasing the strength and unity of our naval forces. Moving on to some updates from the European command, tensions rise as a US soldier was detained in Russia on charges of theft. Meanwhile, Ukraine is gearing up for a possible counteroffensive against Russia, with plans set for the year 2025. Germany vows to defend Baltic nations from potential attacks, pledging to complete the establishment of a permanent brigade by 2027. In Africa, Russia and Sao Tome and Principe signed a military cooperation agreement, while a Nigerian coalition warns against potential defense pacts with the US and France, fearing possible implications for their national security. Also, a multi-billion-dollar deal between Congo and China is linked to the fluctuating price of copper under the new contract. Shifting to updates within the Marine Corps and the Department of Defense, logistics battalions are set to receive resupply drones by 2028, providing essential supplies to troops in risky environments. Recently, Marines' new amphibious combat vehicles were put to the test during an annual exercise in the Philippines, showcasing their operational capabilities. Internally, battalion landing teams and various Marine units have been actively participating in training exercises, demonstrating their readiness and preparedness for any potential missions ahead. Be sure to check the Morning News of Note email for more in-depth stories and links to stay informed. Thanks for tuning in to your Morning News of Note.